There's a machlokes in the Gemara in Shabbos. What day was Matan Torah? Rabbanan hold Matan Torah was on Vav Sivan. Rav Yossi holds Matan Torah was on Zayin Sivan. It's a whole question in the Rishonim how we paskin. It makes a nafka mina in Hilchos Nida. But le'inyanenu, for our purposes, for simplicity's sake, we're going to assume, like the Rabbanan, that Matan Torah was on Vav Sivan. So we'd just like to speak about what does it mean when we call Shavuos Zman Matan Torah Seinu. The Rivash was asked a shaila. The shoyal asked the Rivash the following. He said, at the times when they were Mekadosh the Chodesh al pi Ariya, they would have Edim to know when Rosh Chodesh was, were they Mekabel Edim for Chodesh Sivan or not? Because the shoyal's shaila was like this. Shavuos is always 50 days after Pesach. The 50th day of the Omer, that's when Shavuos is. So Shavuos is Matan Torah, has to fall on Vav Sivan. So now, Beis Din will have to make Mole or Chaser, depending on how the year is going, to make sure that Shavuos will fall on Yom of Matan Torah on Vav Sivan. So the Shoyal asked, once Beis Din's going to make the calendar, going to make Rosh Chodesh the time they want, were they Mekabel Edim anyways as a formality? Or maybe they weren't Mekabel Edim at all. That was the Shoyal's question to the Rivash. The Rivash answered him that you're making a big mistake. Shavuos is 50 days after Pesach. Matan Torah is on Vav Sivan. Those two things don't necessarily connect. The biggest raya is the Gemara itself. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that when they were Mekadesh the Chodashim al pi Ariya, Shavuos sometimes fell on He Sivan, sometimes fell on Vav Sivan, and sometimes fell on Zayin Sivan. So either way, the Gemara is saying Mefurish that Shavuos does not have to fall on the day of Matan Torah. More than that, he says, it makes another Ha'ara. The Rivash says, the Gemara says Yetzias Mitzrayim, the first Yetzias Mitzrayim happened on Yom Chamishi. We left Mitzrayim on Yom Chamishi, the same way Pesach fell out this year. That first day of Pesach was on a Thursday. Now, our first day of Pesach was on Thursday. We're going to have Bez Hashem Chag HaShavuos on Erev Shabbos Kodesh HaBa Aleinu L'Toyva. So if Pesach is on Thursday, then the 50th day of the Omer is going to be on a Friday. However, the Gemara says, L'kuli Alma B'Shabbos Nitna Torah. Maamid Har Sinai was on Shabbos. So the Rivash says, if they left Mitzrayim on a Yom Chamishi and Matan Torah is on Shabbos, that means the Torah was given on the 51st day of the Omer, whereas we have Shavuos on the 50th day of the Omer. So we see again those two things, Matan Torah and Chag HaShavuos, don't necessarily connect. Ah, you'll ask, the Rivash says, you'll ask, we say in davening, Chag HaShavuos is a Yom Matan Torah Seinu, Zman Matan Torah Seinu. The Rivash says the reason why we say that is because Lamaisa, nowadays we have a fixed calendar. The way our calendar is now, the way the Chadashim falls, Shavuos will always be on Vav Sivan. So Shavuos is always going to be on Vav Sivan. That's why we say in davening that it's Zman Matan Torah Seinu. These are the words of the Rivash. Maraver Rabbeisai, these words of the Rivash, Vaniyus Da'atenu, are a Tzorich Iyun Godol. I'm going to ask three kashas. First of all, how did the Rivash answer his question? He asked, why are we calling Shavuos Zman Matan Torah Seinu? So he said, because that's the way it falls out. It always falls out on Vav Sivan. I don't understand. When you say Pesach, Chag HaMatzot Zeh Zman Chayruseinu, why are we calling Pesach why are we calling Pesach Zman Chayruseinu? Obviously, we're calling Pesach that because that defines the mahus of what the Yontif is all about. The Kedushas Hayom is that it's Zman Chayruseinu. Sukkis is, we say, Zman Simchaseinu, because that defines what is this whole Yom about? What's the Kedushas Zman of Sukkis? It's Zman Simchaseinu. Chag HaShavuos is Zman Matan Torah Seinu. We're going to describe Shavuos and by something that's totally incidental to Shavuos. If Matan Torah just happened to be the same day as Shavuos, but doesn't have to be, why are we in davening and describing it that way? It sounds like that's the Iker, that's the Kedushas HaYom. Why are we doing that if it's something that's incidental? Second Kasha. Im Timsa Loimar, that we say that Shavuos is not connected to Matan Torah, then what is Shavuos about? Every Yontif we know, at least there's a Pashup Shat, what is the Inyan of that Yontif? Pesach needs no explanation. Sukkis, it says, the Psukim say, Sukkis Hashabtias B'nai Yisrael. Chazal tell us, Rosh Hashanah is Yom Hadin. Yom Kippur, the Pasuk says, Ki B'yayim Hazeh Yechaper Aleichem. Every Yontav we have some sort of Pashup shot of what this Yontav is about. If Shavuos is not about Matan Torah, then what is it? And the third kasha is that we see many places in Chazal clearly that Shavuos is Taka Yom Matan Torah Seinu. And I'll bring three examples of that. First of all, famous Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara is a famous Machlekes or Lazan or Yeshua about Simchas Yontav. Lazan says Simchas Yontav either has to be Kulei Lashem or Kulei Lachem. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, Chatzi Lachem and Chatzi Lashem. And Lazan ben Pada says, even though they have this Machlekes, but Simchas Yontav by other Yom Tovim, but Tzeres on Shavuos, everyone, Kulei Alma Moidu, that we need Lachem. Why? Yom Shenitna by Torah. Rolozim and Padas, who's speaking there, lived at a time when they were still Mekadesh the Chadashim al Piyariya. So for Rolozim and Padas, in his life, Shavuos did not have to fall on Vav Sivan. And yet he's saying, Lekuli Alma Tzeres, you need Lachem, because it's Yoim Shenitna by Torah. Second Raya. In the Psukim, in Parshas Pinchas, it speaks about the Korbanos of every Yontiv, and it says, every Yontiv you bring a Sir Lachatas. So it says by many of the Yontiv, on many of the Psukim, many of the Yontivim, it says, Sir Echad Lachatas. On Shavuos, it just says you bring Sir Izim Echad. Doesn't say the word Lechatas. Zokta Yerushalmi, in the fourth parak of Rosh Hashanah, Darshan says, why by Shavuos does it not say the word Chatas? It just says Sir Izim Echad. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Im Mekavdim Aleichem Ol Torah, Ma'ale Ani Aleichem Ki'ilu Leichataschem Yemeichem. It doesn't say Chatas by Shavuos, because if you Mekavdim Ol Torah, it's as if you never did a chait. What does Ol Torah have to do with Shavuos? L'chaira, Pashup Pshat, Pshat HaBarer is that Shavuos is the Yom of Matan Torah, Mela. That's why the Torah is saying, if you mekabel on this day, oil Torah, mal da'ani aleichem, kilo lechataschem yemeichem. And a third raya is simply from the Gemara in Megillah. We know every yontiv has a kriyas haTorah that's shaykh to that yontiv. The kriyas haTorah for Shavuos is Parshas Yisroi, Maimed Har Sinai. Why would Maimed Har Sinai be the kriyas haYoyim if that's not the whole idea of the Yoyim? Again, the Har you see clear that Shavuos is about Matan Torah. And these are all examples we can see in Chazal. There are places where Rishonim say this clearly. Certainly in the Sifrei Achronim, it's always assumed, you know, Shavuos is Matan Torah. And I think we could safely say that every single year, Gantz Klal Yisrael stands on its two legs and declares, B'kol Rom, Shavuos is the Yom of Matan Torah. But Lamaisa, we have to come back here and understand. The Rosh is making two good points. Shavuos doesn't have to fall on Vav Sivan. And Shavuos is, and Matan Torah itself was the 51st day of the Omer. How do we reconcile that with all the places we're seeing that Shavuos Taka, the whole idea is Matan Torah? So I want to come back to this, but first speak about a related point. The Ramami Pano Brit also offers an approach. He says, explanation, why is it that Yom Matan Torah was Taka the 51st day of the Omer, like the Rivash pointed out? Now, this Ramami Pano was not dug up from Myron Mekomis land. This Ramami Pano is brought by the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Shavuos on the page of Shulchan Aruch. Zok the Ramami Pano. The reason why Matan Torah was the 51st day of the Omer is to be Merames to us Yontiv Sheni Shel Golias, because Torah was given on the 51st day, so that's Merames to the second day, Yom Tov Sheni of Shavuos. The Achronim were bothered. What is the Ramami Pano saying? Is he saying that the second day of Shavuos is the more Iker day of Shavuos? That the Yom Tov Derabanan is the Iker day of Shavuos, not the first day, the Yom Tov Deraisa, that's not the Iker? What does the Ramami Pano mean? Also, we could ask, why is the Torah wants to give a Remes to Yom Tov Sheni, why is the Torah giving us a remez to Yontiv Sheni on Shavuos Davka? What about maybe a different Yontiv? Why Davka Shavuos is there a remez to Yontiv Sheni? So to start to try and maybe explain a little bit of what the Ramami Pano is saying, we could bring in another question. And that is, the whole idea of Yontiv Sheni really is not shaykh to Shavuos at all. Regular Yontiv Sheni, what do you have? People wait in the Chutz Laretz. So they don't know what day Rosh Chodesh Nisan is. They don't know when Bezden Yushlaim was Kaveh Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So they have to keep 2 days of Yontif Misafek. That's for Pesach. But Shavuos, we know, is always 50 days after Pesach. So in Tezvav Nisan, if I'm in Chotzar, I might not know when Rish Chedesh Nisan was. But certainly, 50 days after Pesach, I certainly know when Rish Chedesh Nisan was. And if I know when Rish Chedesh Nisan was, I certainly know when Pesach was. And if I know when Pesach is, I know exactly when Shavuos is. So why is there Yontif Sheni by Shavuos at all? Everybody in Chutzlarts knew exactly when Shavuos is. And the answer to this question is that Ein Hachinami. There is no real reason to have a Yontif Sheni on Shavuos. Mitzad Sveikut Yoyma, there is no Safek. But the Rambam already says, to keep Yontif Sheni, even of Shavuos, even though Taka, there's no Sveikus, and there's no reason be'etzem to have Yontif Sheni. Now, keeping this in mind, maybe to explain a little bit of the oimek of what the Rambam Mipano is trying to say, there's an idea that we've all heard before, and that is when the Rebbeinu Shalom gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, it wasn't simply that the Rebbeinu Shalom taught us Torah mitzvahs, but there was mamish a nesinas haTorah, that the Torah was given over to Klal Yisrael. Ad kidei kach, as we all know, loy bashamayim hi, Chazal have a koyach to be machriya halachos and to be mefarish the Torah. We don't care what the Baskol says. The Torah was given over to Chachmei Yisrael. The Ramayim Pano is saying that on Shavuos, on the Chag of Matan Torah, there's a remez of Yontif Sheni. Because nothing expresses what it means, Nesinas HaTorah, what it means that Torah was given to us, nothing expresses that more than the fact that Chazal have the koyach to make a takana and to make a second day of Yontif. Not a second day of Yontif because it's Sveika D'Yuma. Not a second day of Yontif that is kol kuloi a takanas chachamim. That is the biggest expression of what it means the Torah was given to us. That's why Davka on Shavuos, the Torah is being merames to us, the Indian of Yontif Sheni Shel Golias, because that is expressing exactly in the fullest what it means, Matan Torah. To come back to the questions the Rav Osh was raising, how could Shavuos be Matan Torah? How could we say it's Man Matan Torah Seinu if, in fact, it doesn't have to line up? Perhaps we can say the following. We know, Sfarim all talk about that, you know, Yetzias Mitzrayim happened a long time ago, but Sfarim all say that whatever, you know, Hisayrus and Shemayim and Hashbah came from Shemayim, that Tezvav Nisan of Yetzias Mitzrayim, it comes back every single year on our Tezvav Nisan, on our Pesach. All the Sfarim say, as we all know, that Klal Yisrael, when they were in Mitzrayim, won the Mem Tes Shari Tumah, and connected those Mem Tes Shari Tumah, we have the Avodah of Sfiras HaOmer. We go from Yetzias Mitzrayim, we count 49 days, Mem Tes Yimei Tara, to get out of those 49 Shari Tuma, and then finally come to Matan Torah of Yom HaChamishim, when we are Roy, now to be Mekabel the Torah, after we've fully left the Tuma of Mitzrayim. Ken Zayin, that although Pesach, Yetzias Mitzrayim, it comes back into the Bria every single year, Yisrael of Yetzias Mitzrayim comes back every single year on the day in the calendar of Tezvav Nisan. However, Matan Torah, the Nesina of the Torah to Klal Yisrael, when it comes back, that Zman of Matan Torah that comes back every year is not totally on a date in the calendar, but it's totally on us. It's totally on Klal Yisrael when Klal Yisrael is Roy for that. So every year, when we leave Mitzrayim and we start working on this Mem Tes Yomim of Sfira, Mem Tes Yimei Tara, and Klal Yisrael is Roy and ready for Kabbalah Satayra, that's when the Hisayrus of Nesina Satayra comes back again into the Bria. Bizman Matan Torah itself, it was on the 51st day. Why was Matan Torah on the 51st day after Pesach? That's a good question. But whatever the answer is going to be, the answer is going to be that Klal Yisrael at that time were ready for the Torah on the 51st day. But L'dayres, the way it's Kavul L'dayres is that Klal Yisrael is ready. This man that they are ready for Kabbalah Satayrah is after they fully left Mitzrayim, after the Mem Tes Yomim Asfiras Omer, and that when they get to the Yom Chamishim, again is Zman Matan Torah Seinu, because that Zman, and that is Eiris from Shemayim, of Nesina Satayrah comes back. Because the whole idea of Nesina Satayrah is again, that the Torah is mamish given to Klal Yisrael, it's given to us, Mamela. The Zman of Matan Torah is totally on us. This is something the Olam can think about, whether they like or not. But I want to add here, Mahagdil Torah v'Hadira, I want to add another Chiddush. It says in Parshas Ve'eschanan, the Torah is talking about Maimon Har Sinai. It says in Parshas Ve'eschanan, Hishomer lecha u'shmer nafshecha ma'od, pen tishkach es advarim asher ro'ei necha, u'pen yasuru milvavcha koil yemei chayecha, ve'aydatam levanecha v'livnei vanecha, yoim asher amadata lifnei Hashem lekecha b'chayrev. The Torah is saying, don't forget, tell your children the day, don't forget about the day you stood in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Har Sinai. Zok the Ramban holds that these psukim are telling us a lav in the Torah. There is a lav, there's an iser to forget Maimid Har Sinai. And this is not an iser, this is not a chiyuv. That's Negei HaDeshvuas, it's not Negei HaShechadosh Sivan. Every single day of the year, we have a chiyuv to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why? Why should we have a chiyuv every day to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim? So the Ramban explains. To remember Har Sinai. So the Ramban explains, Maimid Har Sinai is the Yisayid of our Amunah. If Torah and Mitzvahs would have come to us through a Navi, so then Chas HaShalom, another Navi could come along after and start changing everything. A Yisayid of our Amunah is that our Torah and Mitzvahs was not given through a Navi, but Torah and Mitzvahs was given that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam spoke directly to all of Klal Yisrael. Everyone in Klal Yisrael had a direct nevuah, and the Rabbeinu Shalom spoke directly to them. Because that's the Yisoid of our Emunah, Maimid Har Sinai, that the Rabbeinu Shalom gave everybody directly, Torah Mitzvahs, we have a chiyuv to remember Maimid Har Sinai every single day. Amol, in a sugya, sometimes when we have a halacha, we like to say, learning a sugya, we'll say, there's tvei dinim, there's two dinim to this halacha, there's two parts to it. Maybe we can say b'matan Torah, but Maimid Har Sinai, there's two dinim in Maimid Har Sinai. Meaning, there's one aspect of Maimid Har Sinai like the Ramban is describing, that there was something called a Maimid Har Sinai. There was a Gili of a Kaddish Baruch Hu that Rabbeinu Shalom spoke directly to Klal Yisrael. And that, like the Ramban, you have to remember and keep in mind every single day. There's another Nakuda of Har Sinai. There's another aspect of Maimid Har Sinai, which is the fact that we were given the Torah, that the Torah is now given to us. Two separate Nakudas of Har Sinai. Could it be that when we talk about Zman Matan Torah Seinu, and we say that the Matan Torah comes back every year, and the Hisiris and the Ashba from Shemayim Matan Torah comes back every single year, could be that the Iker of that really is connected to the second point. What comes back every year is not necessarily the Gili of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. That event of Maimid Har Sinai, like the Ramban is describing, maybe Shavuos is not Be'ikar about that. Shavuos Be'ikar is about the second thing, that we were given the Torah Mamish, that the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael. That second Nakuda is what comes back every single year and what we reconnect to at Shavuos. But Ein Echanami, the first part of Maimon HaSinai, this aspect that the Ramban is describing, that there was a Gilui of a Kaddish Baruch and a Dibur to everyone in Klal Yisrael, that's something that's not necessarily connected to Shavuos, it's connected to every single day. The Haflah writes in his Akdama to the Sefer Haflah, that we know that by Maimon Har Sinai, everybody in Klal Yisrael was around the Har, but of course Moshe Rabbeinu was in the middle, and Aaron was after that, and then in Klal Yisrael after that, there were different areas for everybody. The Haflah writes that not only was there different areas for each group, but every person in Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu gave a specific place for this person to stand. So if Klal Yisrael still had to stand in this area, Moshe Rabbeinu said exactly who's in front and who stands behind him and who stands behind him and who stands behind him. Every single person in Klal Yisrael had their own place by Har Sinai. The idea would seem to be that when we were given the Torah, everyone was given their chelik in the Torah. Everyone was given specifically their shayches to the Torah, and their chelik in the Torah was given to them at Har Sinai. Just like Klal Yisrael at large was given the Torah, each one was had given a specific chelik in the Torah at Har Sinai. So Be'ez Hashem, this Yontif, this Shavuos, when we come to Shavuos, we'll all be able to reconnect back to that Nesinas HaTorah, connect back to that chelik, our unique chelik we have the Torah, and Be'ez Hashem, we should all have a good Yontif.